New clues from the new leader of the 1.2 billion Catholics all over the world. Pope Francis hinting at what kind of pope he will be and where he will take the church and its followers. He began his day by praying privately, and we saw this image today, Francis kneeling at an altar, praying for 30 minutes. And tonight, those hints at what his papacy might look like. One of them right here, Francis as a cardinal riding the subway in Argentina. ABC's Terry Moran tonight on where the pope stands on many of the most divisive issues facing the Catholic Church.
Pope Francis returned to the Sistine Chapel today to celebrate the first Mass of his papacy and to offer in his short homily a challenge to the very cardinals who elected him. I would like for all of us to have courage to build the church, he said. As a night in St. Peter's turned to day in Rome, the surprise of Francis's election turned to intense curiosity about him, and today there were some clues. He went to St. Mary Major's Basilica this morning, slipping in quietly through a side door to pray to the Virgin. And then he stopped at the guest house where he'd been staying to pick up his own bags and pay his own bill.
He's going to be a simple person. He's not going to speak in grand theological terms. He's going to try to say things simply and do things simply.
That's how he lived in Argentina when he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires, taking the bus to work, ministering to the poor and castigating the rich, shunning the trappings of office, rooting hard for the San Lorenzo Soccer Club. Before the priesthood, he loved chemistry, dancing the tango, and a young woman who remembered the proposal he made her in a love letter. It said that we were going to get married, she remembers, and he drew a house where we would live. But he chose a different path. Now, as the world comes to know him, it turns out on many issues, Pope Francis is a staunch traditionalist. He compared abortion to a death sentence, called gay marriage destructive of God's plan, though he has suggested that contraception, which the church opposes, may be permissible to stop the spread of disease.
He's 76 years old, and 55 years ago, he had an operation to remove part of one lung. It's raised some health concerns, but friends say he's strong. Doctors tell us that old surgery shouldn't have any impact. And David, friends also tell us one other thing. He may look like a simple and gentle and meek man, but there's another side to him, they say. He's tough, and he'll need it. David?
Nightline anchor Terry Moran in a much quieter Vatican City tonight. Terry, our thanks to you. And this evening, our first glimpse inside the Sistine Chapel at those cardinals voting in the conclave, a rare glimpse from New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who told George Stephanopoulos what it was like as they neared those crucial 77 votes.
Still, the moment he got to the number needed, 77, was wonderfully inspirational. I don't think there was a dry eye in the House. What moved me was how the whole nature and identity of Jorge Bergoglio changed and was transformed into Pope Francis. Here was a man that just a couple hours before we were pouring coffee with and walking through the halls of St. Martha and chatting with, and now all of a sudden he's our Holy Father. He was very serene, and he was remarkably at peace and did not seem to be rattled, did not seem to agonize over things, just was a man of resignation.